This is Passport to Texas. It wasn't that long ago when drought conditions caused low lake levels that kept boats and other watercraft in dry dock.
We have a lot more water now, so the lakes have changed.
Good thing, too, because Texans love being out on the water in summer, and the upcoming Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start of summer boating season. Tim Spice, manager of boater education for Parks and Wildlife, says being savvy about safety keeps everyone protected when on the water.
We can identify two major factors that you as a boater can affect in how you operate a vessel and the things that you do in and around the water. One is wear a life jacket. 80% of those people that die from falling in the water would be alive if they had a life jacket on. And then the second thing you can do is not drink alcohol. Alcohol affects your judgment, and you can lose your driver's license, your vehicle driver's license. The court can take that away from you if you are found guilty of boating while intoxicated.
The rules of the road as they pertain to boating are similar but also different than those for driving a car.
The rules on the road are all designed based on the type of vessel and the maneuverability of the vessel.
Find those rules on the Parks and Wildlife website and on tomorrow's show. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and works to increase fishing and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.